How do you understand your company's reputation as an employer? Metrics vary from company to company, making it hard to benchmark your progress against competitors. This is where the Employer Brand Index comes in. It analyzes what employees, candidates, and alumni are saying about your company and quantifies these findings into a single score. We can even dive into your talent competitors to really understand how competitive your employer brand is. Our team of talent analysts collect all available data points, discover patterns, and deliver a report full of insights and recommendations. Want to know more? Go to employerbrandindex.co.
Hey, Sunslation, it's Jürgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by your friends here at Link Humans. And our mission is, of course, to make the world of work a better place. Right. Are you moving house anytime soon? The company I'm speaking to today provides local, long distance, international, specialized moving services through its network of lots of agents across the US and Canada. So let's start the show. Hey, Kelly, welcome to the podcast.
Hello. Thank you.
Yeah, pleasure. So who are you and what is it that you do?
So, Kelly Cruz, I am our Vice President of Human Resources and Chief Diversity Officer for Atlas Van Lines. Atlas is the largest subsidiary of Atlas World Group.
Okay, so I'm not familiar with the industry, but intimately myself. But can you give us like a short history of Atlas Van Lines and what's the company does today?
Yeah, we actually are celebrating our 75th year, so we've been in place for 75 years. We are agent owned and our agents specialize in household good moves. They do specialized transportation, relocation, any type of household moves. You'll see our trucks on any interstate where you drive, but we also do anything down to local moves or interstate moves and global as well.
Okay, great. And what are your talent challenges over at Atlas Van Lines?
You know, we're probably similar to, you know, anybody else in the talent market at this place. You know, we're struggling the same. We have a really low unemployment rate in the US right now. Yep. It's the lowest it's been in 50 years. Yet, you know, the economy is struggling a little bit too. So you're like, when is this going to change? But it hasn't, right? So we're fighting for talent with everybody else. We're all looking for the best and the brightest. The demand for workers is very high, so we have to be creative in where we're looking for employees and how we sell us from a company perspective, where, you know, as a great place to work.
Yeah, absolutely. And in terms of employer branding, how are you positioned and what is some of the messaging that you're putting out to prospective candidates?
So Atlas consistently has always had a family feel, right? So we try to make sure that from our marketing perspective, when we're talking about talent recruitment, that people get the feel of that. We want them to feel almost like the soul of the company culture when we're talking about employer branding. In the last year and a half or so, we ended up putting together a new LinkedIn page. It's a life page at Atlas, and it really shows kind of the heart of who we are, the fact we've been at this for 75 years, why it's great to work for Atlas and get that kind of feel of why you would choose us over every other company in the market. You know, we sit in Evansville, Indiana for the most part. We do have employees all over, but we are competing with several other local employers who are, you know, top tier employers. And we need them to see that, you know, this family feel. And when you come to Atlas, you're one of the group, right? People work here for 40 some years. Literally, I think I've been here for about 2 years now. And when I first started, somebody was celebrating their 45th service anniversary. And I was just amazed that somebody had been working here for 45 years. I mean, how often do you hear that any longer? So when people come here, they really feel like they're joining a family, and we try to put that out in our employer branding piece.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose that might be a sort of a double-edged sword if you're attracting Gen Z.
Oh,
they go, okay, do I want to commit to 45 years of this company?
You know, and that is a key issue when we're talking about recruiting in this market is the different generations, right? And Atlas in particular, we do have some very long tenured employees who have really been loyal and excellent employees for a number of years. And then we're bringing in newer employees who, you know, might be part of Gen X or Gen Z, and they have different expectations. So when we're talking about employer branding specifically, what we're doing now to attract talent for that group is very different than what we do to attract talent from some of the other generations that are in our workplace now. And, you know, the way people are doing work and the way we try to incorporate flexibility in day to day is really important to the individuals joining Atlas today. Yeah. More so than what it had been, you know, 75 years ago or 40 years ago, even.
Yeah, absolutely. How do you go about attracting passive candidates?
So I have an excellent team that focuses on our talent acquisition efforts, and they use LinkedIn Recruiter extensively. That has been a really solid tool for us. We reach out to candidates through that process. Through LinkedIn, you can find people who are just, you know, they're sitting at their desk each day. They're not out there looking for job postings in the old fashioned way where you're looking at, you know, whether it be Monster or Indeed. Those are still key, but we're trying to get the people who aren't looking. They're happy where they currently are. And we want to just, you know, at least get them interested to hear more. Even if we don't have a job currently open, we sometimes will reach out and just do some exploratory discussion to get a feel for it. And then we keep that candidate relationship alive, just to make sure that as we have future openings, we've already kind of pipelined some of that talent, that passive talent. We also use quite a bit of, we post on LinkedIn and we share on LinkedIn, but then some of our internal employees also are willing to share any of our openings on their own personal social media pages. You know, I know that when I had an opening on my team, I shared it on Facebook, and almost instantly we had people who are looking. It was my personal Facebook page, yet I have people locally that were looking for a job. They shared it with their friends, their family. And it's amazing how quickly you can attract talent through some of those networks that may not have known that we were looking otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned about flexibility. What does that emphasis on workplace flexibility, what does that look like when a candidate sees it?
So one of the things that we've really been trying to drive, and, you know, I think COVID shifted this for us. Full disclosure, Atlas was a very traditional work environment prior to COVID hitting. Yeah. Everybody was in the office. They worked, you know, 8 to 5 or, you know, maybe some adjustment around there. But predominantly in the office, we didn't do a lot of remote work. So we did have to do a complete shift. So once that occurred, we all were kind of used to the remote work aspect. So we came back in a hybrid fashion. We do have some groups who are completely remote at this point. As we're recruiting, it's offering a little bit additional flexibility where if somebody wants to be fully remote or if they need to work from home a couple of days a week, that works. We've also been encouraging some flexibility on schedule. You know, a lot of people coming in, they might, and I'm also our chief diversity officer. So we also focus when we're recruiting on diversity, right? And we want people to bring their whole self to work. So to do that, some people need more flexibility based on what their home life situation may be or whatever various factors they have. So that flexibility is really getting us, it's helping us on the employer branding side, but it's also helping us attract people that might need a different situation based on their home life.
Yeah. Okay. And speaking of home life, I know you've been working on some innovative changes to your benefits. Paternity leave has been modernized and so on. Can you tell us all about it, please?
Yeah. So when I joined 2 years ago, we had a sick leave like program in place, and that would cover the mother when they went out for leave. Right. But there really wasn't anything in place for the other parent. So how do we make sure that as we're attracting people that we're providing the benefits for everybody and being inclusive in our benefits? And it came out where we decided we wanted to offer an additional 2 weeks of paid leave for either parent. So it, you know, it's on top of any other benefits that we have. So whether it be the father or the mother, we wanted to make sure that both of them had some paid leave time to be flexible. That's in addition to any other time off that they may have. From a sick leave perspective, vacation, FMLA, we just wanted to be as inclusive as we can and make sure that both parents have time to bond with the baby as they are either, you know, whether it's for placement for adoption or birth of a child.
Yeah. Great. Okay. And what are some of the hardest to fill vacancies that you're working on at the moment?
Oh, you know, IT positions are always hard to fill.
Yep.
Just because there is such a competition in the marketplace for IT talent, especially things like cybersecurity or database management, you know, those type coding, all of those are really hard. There's not a lot of people out there who have that skill set. and everybody wants them and everybody needs them, especially cybersecurity. I mean, we all know every day we're being, you know, people are trying to attack our network. So you got to make sure that we are as tight as we can be. So that is huge. But I also, we also find difficulty in some of just our entry level customer service type positions. You know, it's the market is really tight. People have lots of selection on where they go. And we have several positions in that area. So we're constantly looking for new people from a customer service perspective as well.
Okay. So if we focus in on the tech people, the IT, cyber, so they have options. So what makes them consider you ahead of all of the other recruiters that are messaging them on LinkedIn as well?
You know, that is where we have really had to be a more flexible than we've ever been before. The majority of our IT department is fully remote at this point. We do have some that are more hands-on, you know, people who are at service desk or, you know, actual working with the equipment are in place in person. But the rest of our employees, they work from home almost exclusively at this point. That's allowing us to consider candidates in different parts of the country. It's also allowing people some, you know, as other employers are trying to steal our employees, because that happens too, right? We're always trying to make sure we're retaining our employees. As they're trying to pull in our employees, we just need to be more flexible because they can work anywhere for any other company as well. So really, we've focused more on allowing that flexibility. You know, we have to review our compensation practices with IT because it is something that they can sit anywhere and work. It's no longer looking at our Southern Indiana market. It's looking at, you know, across the country, what are the compensation trends and how are we staying competitive, and making sure that we still are engaging those individuals the way they'd like to be engaged when they're working virtual. It's a difficult thing to do when the majority of the company sits in person, at least on some fashion, whether it's hybrid or fully in person. So how do we make sure we're still engaging them and making them feel part of the culture? Because we talk about employer branding, but how do we execute on that once they get here as well? You know, making sure that they feel what we've been putting out there from a brand perspective. They feel it when they sit for our company.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the million-dollar question for most of the people I speak to.
If we could solve that, we would all be millionaires. But
yeah, it's hard, and I think sometimes Gen Z tech people they may or may not want to be involved so much in the culture, and
you have to meet them where they are, right? You know, what is it that they're looking for, and be able to be differently engaged or versus other groups, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so coming back then to activation of your employer brand. So you're very much using LinkedIn both for proactive searches and outreach, as well as doing updates. Do you get buy-in from your leadership, or are they out there and supporting this as well?
Absolutely. It wouldn't be successful without their support, because they're big drivers of what our employer brand is. A lot of our executive team will engage with us on LinkedIn. They will share posts. They will share positions because they have a great network, right? I mean, our executive team has been in this industry for years. They have a very broad network, which is very important when we're talking about employer branding and candidate pipelining and making sure we're getting those passive candidates. So they engage with us heavily on LinkedIn, and that's important so we can utilize their network. But they've also supported us just in, you know, we launched a new life tab on LinkedIn. We created some new videos to show what it would look like to work for our company at our corporate office. It also shows kind of a little feel for what it would be like to work here at Atlas, shares a little bit more about our values. So all of that, they've really provided a lot of support for us in doing that. We have another campaign through our LinkedIn page where if we do hashtag go new places, which is our tagline on our brand, ties back into the company brand. It will show experiences that people are having on LinkedIn so they can see current things. You know, if we do a volunteer event or we donate our time to a local organization, or even just the other day we had Wesselman Woods. It's a local, it's one of the largest urban forests in the country. They came in the other day and, you know, you share it on LinkedIn and you tagline it. So people get the feel for what it's like just on a day-to-day basis. And our executive team supports that, shares that, and makes sure that that message gets out there.
Great. So hashtag go new places. That's the one to check out. And what about beyond LinkedIn? Do you have any plans for using any other platforms?
I would love to start utilizing TikTok. I think that that is a great way for small snippets of a day in the life. People can see what it really is like to work here, not just that perfected video that we share out there. We want to, you know, let an employee see what it would look like. That would be a great way for us to do that. I would also love to expand into sharing some of our LinkedIn posts through other media such as Instagram or Facebook. But really, TikTok is where I'd like to go next if I can get the buy-in and support there.
Okay. So watch this space then. And how do you go about measuring results or your success on all these efforts?
You know, that's always the hard part when we're talking about measuring the quality of candidate you're getting, because how do you measure the quality of candidate? But what we've found is that through our efforts through LinkedIn, we are getting more traction to our page than we've ever had. We have more people who are directly applying. Even though we're looking for passive candidates, we still want to see the number and volume of people who are visiting our careers page. We'd like to see that increased. And then the visits to our LinkedIn, we can pull metrics to see how many people are visiting the LinkedIn page and the jobs and the interaction with the posts. But really, it's the quality of candidates that we're seeing. We're getting very qualified candidates. They have all of the skill set we're looking for. They have the behavioral pieces we're looking for. And it's not just one. We're finding, you know, five or six for very qualified in-person interview type candidates through every posting that we have, which is huge when we're talking about, you know, competing for talent in this market, to still be able to have that volume. Where before we were really what I used to call post and pray. You would post a job out there and you'd really hope that people would see it. Well, that does nothing, right? So now what we'd post it and we'd get trickle in, we'd have a few people. Well, now we're actively seeing the number of qualified candidates increase, you know, significantly for each position. And we've hired great employees. I said I've only been here about 2 years. And the number of employees we've been able to attract to Atlas and the quality, it is just, it warms my heart as an HR person to see such great individuals choose Atlas and want to work for us.
Fantastic. Well, that's great news. Right. So what, Kelly, what would be some of your top tips to talent professionals listening to this episode right now?
I think candidate care is huge. They're evaluating us as an employer, just as we are evaluating them as a potential employee. And we need to make sure that we are leaving them happy with the process that they've gone through, whether or not they join our team or not. We want them to walk away thinking, you know what? Atlas was great. I met some really great people. They seem like a great organization. I'm going to continue to engage with them. I'm going to continue to talk highly about my experience with them, because really that word of mouth and that positive interaction is going to leave us with a reputation where people are going to want to work for us. And who knows, if it didn't work out this time, it might work out for them a year down the road or 2 years down the road. And we've really created that relationship with the candidate that, you know, they're kind of a brand ambassador almost for us.
Amazing. And so Kelly, you're 2 years on the job now. What is it that makes your role so special?
I have a varied role. I'm blessed to be both the vice president of HR and the chief diversity officer. So I get to really look from a people perspective across the board, and we get to try our best to attract and retain both some of the top talent with a focus on, you know, allowing our employees to bring their whole self to work. So every day I get to really see people blossom in the workplace, because they can be their true self and get to do a really great position, right? Next to another great group of employees. And we've really seen some positive growth in our employees. And it for me, that's what I get excited about and I get to take home.
That's what you signed up for. Sounds good.
Exactly. Right. I mean, it's hard when you're working with people every day. And everybody has different desires and needs, and they want something different from the workplace. And to create an environment where people can be who they are and feel comfortable going home at the end of the day is great.
Yeah, amazing. Right, final question. Where can our listeners connect with yourself, and where can they learn more about Atlas Van Lines?
So I would love to connect on LinkedIn. You can find me under Kelly Cruz at Atlas Van Lines. You can also visit our webpage, www.atlasvanlines.com. You can view our positions there and also view anything about our organization on our LinkedIn page as well.
Amazing. Thank you so much for your time today, Kelly.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, there we have it. Be sure to reach out to Kelly on that LinkedIn in particular, and thank her ever so much for sharing her insights with us today. And if you are interested in measuring employer brand, talent brand, or employer reputation, or why not all three, be sure to check out the Link Humans Index. You can find it at linkhumans.com, or feel free to get in touch with me and I'll tell you all about it, I promise. Finally, to subscribe to this podcast or to find our show notes articles, head on over to employerbrandingpodcast.com. That is it for this time. Thank you so much for tuning in and catch you next time.
So my dog is a genius. I asked him, what's 2 minus 2? He said nothing.